This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA. HeritageFoodsUSA.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
Mike Cherno and Daniel Holzman are known for mostly one thing: their balls. If you've ever been to one of their six meatball shop restaurants, you know why they've enjoyed so much success over the past few years. And if you haven't actually eaten at their establishments, maybe you've seen their truck driving around New York City with giant graffiti tag on the back that says, "Eat my balls." These guys definitely like to have fun, but there's a philanthropic side to the Merry Meatball Pranksters. Both native New Yorkers, Mike and Dan wanted to give back to the city that shaped who they've become today, and found a natural connection with Covenant House, a nonprofit organization that works on behalf of homeless youth throughout the United States. Dan and Mike, along with top executives from across the country, will participate in the annual Executive Sleep Out on November 20th, 2014, in an effort to raise awareness and money for homeless youth. We caught them in a rare moment of seriousness in the studio, and they elaborated a bit on why this is such an important cause for them.
The Covenant House came about 4 years ago, just after our year being in business, and I have a buddy who I've known for some time, who's an amazing guy, who's literally dedicated his life to the Covenant House. He's a director there. And one day, he and I were having lunch, and he said, "Hey, why don't you come down to the Covenant House, and, you know, I just want to show you and introduce you to some of the kids, because they would love to meet a business owner." And so I came down there, and I was blown away by what I saw there. You know, I have a sort of direct, you know, I identify with a lot of what happens in that place, you know, from my past. And I met with a bunch of kids, and they were, you know, they're all passionate, hungry. They're kids. They're passionate like all the rest of us. And so I went to Dan and I said, "Hey, what do you think about this idea of meeting some of these kids and hiring them, giving them an opportunity?" And Dan was like, "That sounds like a crazy, awesome idea. It could be scary, but let's give it a go." Probably 6 months later, we did that. You know, I went in and I interviewed a bunch of kids, and they would, you know, Todd would send me kids to meet, and we hired some kids. And then that year was the first year that I did the sleep out, four years ago. This will be my fourth sleep out. The Covenant House is an amazing place. It takes kids off the street that are not like thugs and like, you know, been like robbing convenience stores for, you know, since they were three. They're kids that were born into pretty unfortunate situations, and either their parents are drug addicted and can't have them anymore, and the city takes them away, and then they're put into a foster care system, and then they run away from that because that's not good for them. And, you know, they end up at the Covenant House, and the Covenant House really is, you know, I look at it, and I know this might sound sort of cheesy, but I look at it as the future of New York, you know. And if we can be an asset to the future of New York and sort of help change lives, and give people opportunities that might not get it in other areas. And we have a formula that we've been working on over the last 3 years, which Dan and the kitchen team has really focused on. There's an actual training program that we've put together for all the Cove kids, where they come in, we hire them, they come in. There's a six-week-long training program where they get put into the commissary kitchen, and they're put to the test, and not put to the test in an intimidating way. They're given a schedule, and basically we're going to teach them what they need to know to get into the restaurants. And really all we're doing there is, because we can teach anybody how to make meatballs, and we can teach anybody how to serve tables or bus tables, really what we're doing is finding out if it's actually something that they want and they're going to take seriously. And so they get put into the belly of the beast, and if they show up to work, that's all we care about. If they show up to work and they have a good attitude and they want to learn. And guess what? You know, we've got somewhere along the lines of, you know, between 5 and 8 kids that have been with us for over 2 years, who started out as dishwashers and are now kitchen managers. And they have their own apartments, and they have dignity and walk around with integrity. And that's not something that we pat ourselves on the back about. That's something that they've done for themselves. We've just given them a platform to do that, and because they have never been given that opportunity before. every year, the Thursday before Thanksgiving, the Covenant has something called an executive sleepout. The executive sleepout actually is an event, a charity event, where executives from all over the country, but this one is based in New York, so New York, come together and sleep on the street in a sleeping bag on a piece of cardboard. And the slogan is, you know, we're sleeping on the street, so the homeless youth of New York don't have to. And you know.
And you raise so people pledge money. So you say, I'm going to pledge that I will raise $5,000 and I'm going to sleep on the street. Much like when somebody says I'm going to run the marathon, but I have to raise $5,000 to run the marathon and I'm going to go to all my friends. It's the same thing, except instead of running the marathon, you bed down for the night.
To learn more about the executive sleepout, visit covenanthouse.org. This is Jack Inslee for heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.